Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So the Steelers have been, over the last couple weeks, you know, it's hard to find players now. Like, honestly, like, a lot of the really good ones are gone. The ones who aren't are older guys who are kind of taking their time and not in a hurry, or just out there for a reason. Gabe Davis is a little different, was cut late, so like a good player who is available, and really cheap, like unbelievably cheap, because he's due so much guaranteed money in Jacksonville that it's complicated, but basically like no team could give him enough money to make it make sense. So he's going to play for the minimum.
Russ Wilson.
Like wherever he, yes, exactly. Wherever he goes, he's going to play for the minimum. That's an amazing deal. The Steelers have been looking for not a tight end per se, but another target. So like Jonnu Smith, like I would imagine Kyle Pitts, Gabe Davis makes sense. Like they've been looking for someone else. And he has really, really taken his time. But this would make a ton of sense. And like the feel I get from the Steelers is like kind of loading up, you know, like doing like all the resources, all the spots, everything you can. Obviously, there could be a quarterback there at some point. Hopefully soon, maybe before the end of the summer. But that's what it feels like, kind of loading up to make one more run at it.
Loading up to make one more run at it, Doran. That's what the Steelers are trying to do.
Yep.
And unfortunately, Parham?
Parham.
Every time I do that with him.
Parham.
And considering the context, I feel really bad about it. He blew out his Achilles yesterday. Going to be lost for the year. And so that prompted Adam Schefter to say that the Steelers are back in on the Jonnu Smith sweepstakes. I know you weren't super excited about Gabriel Davis yesterday. He'd basically be free. So can I interest you in a Jonnu Smith and a free Gabe Davis?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Absolutely. Yes. You get two for the price of one. For sure. But Gabe Davis, you know, I just... Yeah, I think he could be. I still think that you should get somebody else, too.
Wow. Like, I mean, if he's free.
If he's free and you're getting a tight end, which is basically a playmaker, get somebody else as well. Get another, you know, Keenan Allen or Amari Cooper. I mean, how much are you really spending? I know that you would have to give Jonnu Smith a new contract, right?
Yeah, he would be the costly one. And I don't know what that would cost. I think Freiermuth's is $12 million a year. So maybe less than that.
Yes, probably around 10, 11.
Something like that. And so you'd be getting two players for the cost of one player.
Uh-huh.
And then you start thinking about things. Like, it would look like a totally different offense this year. DK Metcalf and Gabe Davis on the outside. Freiermuth and Jonnu Smith on the field at the same time.
That's Washington.
Darnell Washington as your blocking guy, taking the Parham role. And Parham. Why? Why is this one hard for me?
I mean, at this point, literally after today, we'll probably never say his name again. But
doesn't that make you sad?
Yeah, but
that blows.
Part of the sport.
Yeah, that's true.
It is what it is.
When you think about that, and when last year you were working with George Pickens, Van Jefferson, Darnell Washington, Pat Freiermuth. I can't even say his damn name right. You are much more dynamic with that set of skill position players.
Oh, yeah.
And then you think about the running back they got in the third round, and you think about potentially Aaron Rodgers, and hey, maybe it's not good, but it's different.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that cast of characters is a lot better than what they had last season. I'd be all for it.
I just love the fact that you Robin Wilson would be slid down the depth chart, not because I don't think he's a good player, because I don't think he's there yet, and I don't want to have to put the pressure on him of having to produce at a high level whenever I haven't seen him do it yet. And the fact that I can put Robin Wilson and Calvin Austin in the slot, and they could be my slot guys, and they could be my third, fourth, fifth receiver, I like that a lot. Third, fourth, fifth receiver by tag, not third, fourth, fifth receiver, obviously, by offense. So now, if you want to go target share, you want to go playmaker-wise, it's obviously DK. You want to, running backs maybe separate, but it goes DK, Freiermuth / Jonnu Smith, Gabe Davis, maybe Calvin Austin. Like you're starting your crew some
yes.
targets there.
Yes.
Some legit targets, not some guys that you're hoping can catch passes and run routes for.
Right. Them. Guys who've done it.
Who've done it, yeah. It's starting to look a lot better.
If it's just Gabe Davis, I think there's better options. Like, I would rather have Amari Cooper than Gabriel Davis.
Yes.
But if you get Jonnu Smith, it makes a ton of sense to get Gabe Davis
mm-hmm.
because you'd be able to afford it and pay Aaron Rodgers and do all that fun stuff. So independent of a Jonnu Smith acquisition, if it's just we're talking about wide receiver two, give me Amari Cooper all day over Gabriel Davis. But if I could get two guys, I would much rather do that than just have Amari Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, good.
But can you get Amari Cooper and Jonnu Smith?
I don't think. Because I would think, like we were talking about with Jonnu, he's going to be 10, 11, 12 right. million bucks. I'm looking at Amari Cooper as Mike Williams as last year. Yeah. 10, 11, right. 12 million bucks. So right. now you got 24 million rolled up into those guys.
Gotcha.
Meanwhile, if it's Gabe Davis, he's coming in on the Russell Wilson contract, 1.2 million bucks.
And he's getting paid from.
He's getting paid by Jacksonville. What a
nice little double dip there.
Now, the concerns about Davis are, like, he's visited with a couple of other teams and hasn't signed on, and the reason he got cut is because he failed a physical. So I do worry about that. But just because you're not healthy now doesn't mean you won't get healthy.
Do you know what?
I have to go back and look.
Yeah, we can find that in the next segment.
Texas brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Sorry.
You just know that, I was down on him yesterday because I thought that it's like, okay, like, you're just trying to patch up the receiver two spot with a familiar name, not for production. I mean, he had very low production last year, but you know that he can play that position. You know that he's solid. You know that he can go in there and he can make plays when needed. So I could come around on Gabe Davis and Jonnu Smith. That's saying that you want to compete this year.
Mm-hmm. That's what they've said. So go do it. Like, I don't know that it's the best course of action for the franchise. Like, maybe tanking would be the way to go. But their stated goal is we want to win. All right, then make these moves. You want to win? Don't just say it. Every year, we want to compete for a championship. Okay, you traded George Pickens. Get a Jonnu Smith. Get a Gabriel Davis.
I mean, I don't know if it's necessary if you need to tank. Because if you do give Jonnu Smith a contract, what is it, three years, maybe 4 years, I mean, so now you have Pat Freiermuth, Jonnu Smith, and DK Metcalf under contract.
And you're running back on a rookie deal and a young offensive line.
And now that young quarterback comes in here, and it's like, all right, hit the ground rolling.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good situation than having. And then you draft another receiver.
Yeah, that Gabriel Davis will be the stopgap this year for Rodgers or Rudolph.
That's not bad.
No.
It's a good situation to walk into if you're a young quarterback. A better situation, I should say.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. World's better than last year.
Yeah.
World's better. Texter, did you even watch Amari Cooper last year? He's done. He's finished. I bring this up all the time. Like, he graded out really well in Cleveland. He just didn't have a quarterback to get him the ball, and then he got hurt. He goes to Buffalo. He didn't pick up the offense, and he was hurt. I don't think it's a mystery what happened to Amari Cooper. He ain't what he used to be. That's fine. That's fair, but I don't think he's done.
No.
I don't think he's done at all. 412-928-9370. Do you want Gabriel Davis? Do you want Jonnu Smith? 412-928-9370. 9370. We'll take your calls, texts, and tweets on that coming up next. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You've heard about our opportunity, your opportunity, to be next up on the Fan. Now, here's how you do it. You come out to the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department tomorrow, darn, it's tomorrow, June 5th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. You take part in our Next Up on the Fan talent search. You get 2 minutes. Give us your best take. That is the interview process. We'll pick two winners from each location we go to. One final winner will be our newest part-time talent. Don't miss your chance to be one of the first two to move on. For more information, including dates and locations, visit 937thefan.com. If you want to donate, and we urge you, please, any little bit helps. If you want to donate to help local volunteer fire departments, you text FIRE to 412-207-3456. That's FIRE to 412-207-3456. A guy like intern Dom, who is a part-time producer, like if I were him, I would show up to this thing. I'd give my best take for 2 minutes, and I'd see if I can then get myself promoted from part-time producer to part-time host.
Yeah.
Just go in, set the world on fire, and see if it works out for me.
But Dom, you know, he has a little bit of class, and I think that he would think that it's like, all right, I already have my foot in the building. I'm going to take away an opportunity for somebody that doesn't have an opportunity already like I do.
That's true.
So
his takes are already in the building,
yep,
and he just needs to make enough of them to move himself into a prominent role.
Mm-hmm. Why not Callis?
Same thing.
Yep.
Callis gets ample opportunity on the microphone when he's not running for public office.
Yep. Or playing catcher. Or
yeah, we've gotten you a couple of times today. It's hard to hear you because you've had your catcher mask on. It's been muffled.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Did you turn yourself up for effect?
Mm-hmm.
I said to Bubba, who's managing this charity baseball game, Mel, who is his co-host in the mornings over there, her husband is playing second base. So what? Does Callis need to court Mel? Like, does Callis need to go on some dates with Mel? Is that how this happens?
Have you seen what Chuck Funkins has been saying about that?
I have not been following Chuck Funkins today.
I am. I appreciate the gestures, whoever that may be.
A lot of people have tweeted at Bubba saying that you've been wronged here. And I like the support you're garnering online.
See, I'm not supporting Callis in this one, because Callis was the one whining about playing second base. So Bubba was like, as a good manager,
good point.
If I feel like a guy can't, you know, uphold his duties, I'm going to move him into to a spot he's more comfortable. And this isn't anybody else's fault but his, but for whining about playing second base.
And Doran's right. You know, I got to be a team player. I got to take one for the team. I got to, you know, I got to do what I think is best for the team and trust my coach. You know, even though this game doesn't matter and nobody's looking at me at all. Yeah, I mean, you know.
You think he'll give you a slap on the tuchus? That's a big manager thing.
What kind of why are these the things you care about? What
answer the question.
I don't know what he's going to do. I've never had him as a coach before.
Texter, Steelers need quality, not bargain basement players. Season's going to be hoping and praying for wins. Gabe Davis, I guess, technically would be a bargain basement player. He's only 26, though. This isn't one of these mid-30 guys. It's not like Mike Williams. He's 26. He's available because he was hurt. He didn't play as well last year, didn't play in all the games because he was hurt. This isn't a guy I think that stinks. Now, he would be a reclamation project, and you'd be paying him a league minimum, but Jonnu Smith doesn't fit the bill. He's coming off a career year. He had 8 touchdowns and nearly 900 receiving yards. He had a better year, really, than George Pickens did last season.
Yeah.
Like, they're
with better options around him. Think about that. That's what I think about whenever I look at Jonnu Smith's season last year and what he could do this year for a Steelers offense that is starving. Like, Jonnu Smith was, what, the third option? Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle? He was the third option, maybe?
And he wound up being their leading receiver.
Exactly.
And it's a great offense. I mean, Mike McDaniel, he does a great job with it. That's why he has been as popular as he has, although they always fade down the stretch, and I think they're kind of a soft, warm-weather team. But Arthur Smith wants to use tight ends. He had one legitimate pass-catching tight end last year and two quarterbacks that didn't want to throw it over the middle of the field. If you've got Freiermuth and you've got Jonnu Smith, I think you're going to play the game differently. And I'd like to see what that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people say Kyle Pitts didn't pan out in Atlanta. He's still been a good player. If you look at the way he was used in Atlanta, again, bad quarterbacks that were loath to throw the ball over the middle of the field, and when they did so, they weren't doing it accurately. There are stats that back that up. And Kyle Pitts' numbers weren't what people thought they could be because he was also using a guy like Jonnu Smith. He wants to throw it to two tight ends. So I have no problem at all. In fact, I will urge them to get Jonnu Smith, pay him, get Gabe Davis on the bargain, and I think you've totally reshaped your skill position. You really have in one off season.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not just collecting football cards here.
Mm-mm.
Like, you're not going to find two DK Metcalfs. That's not going to happen. But if you can get incrementally better at wide receiver two, and you are, I mean, that guy's a lot better than what Van Jefferson was at this point in his career, and you've added another pretty much slot weapon in Jonnu Smith, I don't know why anybody would be against this.
Who basically would be your receiver too.
Right. People get caught up in tight end, wide receiver. People are talking about Keenan Allen and Jonnu Smith. I don't want Keenan Allen and Jonnu Smith because Keenan Allen's a slot. Jonnu Smith's just a giant-ass slot.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be great business to get both of those guys. And tomorrow while we're doing the 5-alarm, Gabriel Davis is going to be at the Steelers facility. And we'll see if they let him out the building.
Hope he does a poor use check.
Wow, this place stinks.
Yep.
Where's the sauna?
Right.
Where's the childcare?
Yep.
There's rats running around the building.
Yep. Yep.
At this point for him, because of the health, if they offer him a contract, if money ain't the object, you sign on the dotted line. They shouldn't even have him at the facility. They should just do Zoom calls.
Yep.
For their free agents. Yep. Texter, have Callis get some Dracar cologne and go sweet talk Mel. Now we're barking up the HR tree, so I can't urge you to do that on the air. Give it a shot. I like Jason. Cool dude. But I think his relationship with Mel is why he's playing second base.
It's not.
No,
because Callis
is complaining.
Whining.
Texter, where and when is this baseball game Callis is playing in? Saturday night, Wild Things Park. They're taking on the Irish national team to raise money for Riley's Poorhouse, which burned down 2 Octobers ago now, right? Is that when it was?
No.
No, it's past November.
Right.
I'm on fire.
Man.
Feels like forever. We used to go there every Sunday for brunch. So go support a good cause, watch Callis hit the baseball, and hopefully at some point get into the field. All right. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Doran's hot today. He is hot today because of something a Pittsburgh Steeler did. We'll tell you which Steeler did it, what they did. We might get into it coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Controversy. Backyard brawl back in the news. Beanie Bishop, slot corner for the Pittsburgh Steelers, All-American transfer at West Virginia. He posted on Instagram a video of himself dragging his cleats over a Pitt logo. I believe it was the carpet at the Pitt facility. He was dragging his cleats over it, and he had it tagged with the location, University of Pittsburgh, and he put a poop emoji over Pittsburgh. So then Chris Carter from the Post-Gazette, he's our friend. We like that guy. He used to cover Pitt. Now he covers the Steelers. He caught up with Beanie after practice yesterday and asked him about the backyard brawl. And Beanie said, it's hatred. You don't have respect for those guys. I don't even like seeing their coaches and players watching us practice. I don't think it should be week 2 or week 3. It should be part of rivalry week. Now, you and I agree on that point. Pat Narduzzi, I'm guessing after seeing this, he posts on Twitter this morning a Bear Bryant quote. Quote, show class, have pride, display character. If you do, winning takes care of itself. Doran, your reaction to all of this?
I think it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I mean, he's a professional football player. Act like a professional. I was up at Penn State. My son had a basketball tournament 2 months ago. And Bob Palko, who was my high school coach, as everybody knows, coaches for Penn State. And he gave me, my sons, Rochelle, a tour of the Penn State facility. I would never think in a million years to do something like that.
Well, it's not a rivalry.
I'm a Pitt guy. Would never think to disrespect in that way. Now, on the field, okay, like during the games and then the hatreds between the fans, but like you're a professional football player that shares a building with a college team, and you go on the other side, and then you wear your cleats and scrape on the logo. That's not even disrespect. That's just ridiculous. That's going too far, in my opinion. And if he would have, like, I'm sure that there was nobody around where he did that. And I know one thing, if this was back in 2009 and me and my teammates were in the locker room, we would have jumped this little punk ass.
I don't disagree with that.
Absolutely. In a second, he wouldn't have made it back to the facility on the other side.
You know how I feel about this. You know how I feel about damn carpet. Don't give a rat's ass. I can understand why you'd be jacked up. I understand why Narduzzi responded to it because of the unique relationship that the Steelers and Pitt have. Like, you don't have this anyplace else where you've got the facilities being shared. And that's where I guess I would agree that it is crossing the line because you're partners.
Right.
Like, you're partners and you're on their side of the facility clearly doing that. But more than anything, I just love rivalry. I love it.
This isn't even rivalry, though.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it is.
No. I mean, you're playing for the Steelers.
He hates Pitt.
For what? He played for West Virginia 1 year.
I love that, though. I need more of that.
Why didn't Mike Logan ever do it?
I don't care what Mike Logan did or didn't do. This is a guy who transferred in, was an All-American, played in one backyard brawl, and he gets it. He gets the hatred.
So you're saying that he gets it? Like, this is getting it for what he did?
Yeah. I don't recall any outcry when Keaton Slovis said F West Virginia at the pep rally.
That he didn't do that in the locker room.
That's classless, right?
In front of a Pitt crowd?
I have no problem with people doing stuff like this, especially given the nature of this rivalry. When anytime West Virginia fans walk up in Acrisure Stadium, we get told we're cousin bleepers. And that we love incest and we can't read and these personal insults hurled our way. So Beanie Bishop hates the University of Pittsburgh. I got no problem with it.
That's fine.
I think it juices up the rivalry.
Words are different.
Words are different. He dragged his foot on a carpet. Who? It's a carpet. Doesn't have feelings. I'm a human being. I have feelings. Carpet ain't got no feelings.
The locker room has feelings.
No, it doesn't. What are you talking about?
Have you ever been in a locker room? You're going to try to tell me that a locker room doesn't have feelings?
What do you mean a locker room has feelings? The players within it.
Yeah, it's the home. It's the feeling of the locker room. So you don't disrespect your house, do you?
All right, why don't you call in Carpet at 412-928-9370. I'd love to talk to the Carpet. I get the whole... The reason why it would cross the line is because of the shared facility. Like... At that point, you walk over there, you're a guest in that facility. So I do understand what you're saying. Like, you go into someone's house, I guess it would be disrespectful. Like, if people ask you to take your shoes off and you don't, that's an element of disrespect. But to me, this throws fuel, gasoline, on a fire that needs help because of the nature of college football anymore. Like, now you got Pat Narduzzi tweeting about it tactfully. Like, we agree he was tweeting about that, right?
I would assume, yeah.
I would assume. Pat Narduzzi comes on our show last week, and it gets aggregated by Penn Staters who missed the point. It gets aggregated by West Virginians who missed the point. Now you got Rich Rod coming back. I love this. Give me more hate. I also have zero disagreement if Pitt players were there and shoved his ass to the ground. I would get that, and I do believe that you guys would have done it back then because would've. You guys got the rivalry.
Why didn't he do that whenever people were there?
Maybe they were there.
There's no chance.
All we saw was legs. Texter, I agree. I love the rivalry, but Crowley, seriously, can you stop? Doran is right. This is too far defacing property. Property didn't get defaced. He slid his cleats across it and put a poop emoji.
Yeah, he took a video of those. You know what I'm saying? Why you got to take a video of that then?
Well, because he wanted exactly what's happening right now. He wanted exactly what's happening right.
And that's right. And that's good. That's what you want to see from just people. Yeah,
from a professional football player.
Yeah, I'm just.
He's a Mountaineer, baby.
Yeah, that's not a good look for them.
He's a Pittsburgh
Steeler. I'm just saying.
I bet you Tom would say something about it to him.
Oh, I doubt that very seriously. He doesn't say stuff about guys showing up late on Christmas Day who is a Pittsburgh Steeler. Maybe somebody from on high, would Art Rooney II say something? Because there is that relationship there. That's where I get caught in the middle on this thing, because of the nature of these two organizations and how closely they work together. And like, you go over there and do that, that probably is crossing the line. But I pretty much love anything that has to do with rivalry and making the rivalry better. And this, I guarantee well to you. And you can tell me if you disagree. Pat Narduzzi playing that on repeat the week before the brawl.
Maybe. I mean, he's not even, it's not like he's a player. Like, he's a former player.
You don't think he would use that?
I don't know.
Any little bit of motivation?
No, I think guys understand.
He's got, Beanie's got you all jacked up.
Yeah, I'm a former player, and I would never do that to, as I explained when we first started the segment, whenever I took a tour of the Penn State facilities, I would never think to do that because I was a, I'm a professional, and I'm a former player. That's more than disrespect. That's out of line.
Do you think that?
Yeah, but because of that, I could see him using that as motivation. Like, look at this guy who's a Pittsburgh Steeler crossing the line. Look at these guys. This
I don't
is
think
who
he
they
needs
are.
To say anything. I think it's already been said, so I wouldn't even harp on it at this point.
If I may, too, does that action make the NCAA more likely to schedule Pitt and West Virginia?
They have nothing to do with scheduling.
But that's okay. Whoever schedules.
Pitt and West Virginia schedule. It has not. This is no effect
I'm
on
sorry.
Whether or
okay,
not you
okay,
schedule
okay, I get, does that action make all the more likely to schedule these games? I mean,
it has nothing to do with whether they're going to schedule the game or not.
But you see what I'm saying? So then how does that help the rivalry? Does it just hypes people up to
watch
the rivalry?
It gets people jacked up. It's June 4th and we're talking about the rivalry. 412-928-9370.
No, I'd love to hear Culler's opinion on this.
I agree with that. Let's
because do it. Because this is way too far. This has nothing to do with the rivalry. This is just pure disrespect of somebody's place.
You're trying to make it about the rivalry. We're talking about Beanie Bishop doing a dumb thing as a professional football player.
Exactly.
Hey, well, he did it because of the rivalry.
How do you know that?
I mean, let's not be obtuse here, man.
Oh, let's not be acute either. I mean, come on now. We're talking about triangles.
Okay, that's fine. But we're talking about what he did. And he did it because... And I'm not excusing him.
So his full intention was, yes, this is going to help the rivalry. This is going to motivate.
His full intention Pitt is he's a Mountaineer who hates Pitt, Callis.
He used to be a Mountaineer. He's a Pittsburgh
Once
Steeler
a Mountaineer,
now.
Always a Mountaineer. 412-928-9370.
So if I went down there right now.
Yes.
And I did the same thing, you don't think people would be upset?
They'd absolutely be upset.
You don't think it'd be too far that I would go in there and.
To me, it's very similar to what. You know, Cincinnati does, or the Ravens, or the Titans did with the terrible towel. Like, people would get...
That's in-game.
People would get very pissed.
With current players.
I'm not saying...
Well, let me.
When did I say West Virginia fans wouldn't get pissed about this? And Callis, butt out, man. You went to friggin' Waynesburg.
Yeah, get out of here. I played more sports than you did in my life. And it's like if I went down to the studio right now, 100.7 Star, and just yelled, woo! Because I'm perceived to be mad at Bubba for this lineup. Like, no, I'm a professional. I'm a professional radio guy, and I'm being a professional for this baseball game. I'm not going to do that just because it's going to give more attention to this game I'm playing on Saturday. It would be a dumb thing for me to do.
I mean, Pat Freiermuth goes over to the Pitt facility all the time. He would never do that.
That's because Penn State looks at Pitt as Akron, which we've disagreed with, and I disagree with, but he doesn't care.
I mean, there's a lot of former West Virginia. Why didn't Zach Frazier go? Why isn't Zach Frazier in the video?
Just because Zach Frazier wouldn't do it. And I'm not defending the guy, but it's rivalry.
What are you defending then? Like, I don't.
Harry, enough. Can Harry. We get to the calls? 412-928-9370. How does this make you feel as a Pitt fan? West Virginia fans, if you want to chime in on the Pitt flagship, you can at 412-928-9370. All right, Beanie Bishop, Steelers cornerback, took an Instagram video of his feet with cleats on, dragging him over a carpet at the Pitt facility, put a poop emoji over the University of Pittsburgh, and then he talked about it a little bit after practice. How do you feel about it? 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, what Bishop did was immature. Be a grown man and professional. Crowley likes it because he's also immature. Well, I am that. I just yelled at Nicholas Harry Callis. Loudly.
On or off the air whenever I left?
On.
Okay.
On.
Yeah, you said butt out, you played D3 baseball, and that's
No, I said butt out you went to Waynesboro. We're having a impassioned conversation between an All-American pit tight end.
Crowley, the last time you were in a locker room for serious competition, you guys got ice cream after the game. Like,
when was the last time you played in a competition?
I was 20, and I was at Waynesboro playing D3 baseball in college. So,
yeah, how many games you play?
Some.
Okay.
More than you, that's the fact. And we didn't have ice cream after the game.
Harry, I'm not questioning your athletic prowess.
You are if you're saying you butt out. You told me to butt out of the conversation before, and I'm tired of this. You told me to butt out because I played D3 baseball. So Harry, get out of here. Harry. Get out of here. Don't talk to me. I'm done now. You take the callers. You told me to take callers? Take the callers. There's six on hold. Let's go.
He's mad for real.
Yes.
It wasn't butt out because he hadn't...
Take the callers!
Harry, it wasn't butt out because he played D3 baseball. He didn't go to West Virginia or Pitt, that's all. It wasn't a slight.
He's allowed to have an opinion on it, though.
Of course.
It's like saying, because you told me you complained the other day because I said your opinion didn't matter as much because you never played baseball and you never saw pitches like major leaguers would. This is the same thing now that you're making the argument against me.
He's kind of right on
double-faced.
That. Nah, you're right on that. I've never heard it as double-faced. I've only heard it as two-faced. But he makes a good point. Josh in Greensburg wants to weigh in. Hi, Josh.
I think Crowley's response to this is because he's never been in a locker room. He's like the guy that the little midget that runs his mouth and then saying, hold me back, or a frat boy throwing batteries at buses. Those are the kinds of people that think that that's good for a rivalry.
Have you ever been sitting there?
Garbage.
You ever been sitting there at a Pitt West Virginia game and hear the stuff that Pitt fans say to West Virginia fans?
It's words.
Yeah, Pitt fans and West Virginia fans. You have a professional athlete at a place of business.
Right.
That's what it is.
Fair enough.
You're not going to go into your boss's locker room and you know, trash it because he went to Pitt, you went to West Virginia and say it's a rivalry. It's ridiculous.
No, fair enough. And that's where I do think, and we were talking about this off the air, it's what makes this really, really weird. It's not just that Beanie Bishop putting Pitt hate out there. It's that he clearly went into their facility.
Yeah, that's why it's not, this has nothing to do with the rivalry, in my opinion. This is just, it's more than disrespect.
I don't understand that opinion.
You just said it's weird. It's weird.
Oh, no, I get that. I get that. And I understand why Pitt people think it's crossing the line. But he did it because of the rivalry. Like, he's not going over there, I don't think, if... I don't know, he played for Carolina and they shared a facility with Clemson. I'm drawing a bad analogy, but you know what I mean? Like, he did it because he hates Pitt. Doesn't make it right, but I think it's only because of the rivalry.
Okay.
Doesn't make it any less disrespectful, but the reason I love it is because I'm screaming at Harry's screaming at me. We're getting into it with each other. We got packed phone lines.
Yeah, we're getting every single caller. Everyone, let me pull this up. Because I want to know where people stand on this.
Let's go to Tim in North Hills. Hi, Tim.
Hey, guys. So I have a unique perspective. My wife is from West Virginia. She's a longtime West Virginia fan. I'm a huge Pitt fan. My mom went to Pitt. All of her siblings went to Pitt. I'm a Pitt season ticket holder. I always looked at the rivalry as, Adam, you have those people that yell that stuff at you. And honestly, it really bothers me whenever I see that or hear that. But I just think I've always looked at this rivalry as one of sort of mutual respect hatred.
Yeah.
And to see a player do that, I mean, now a drunk fan doing something like that, you know what, that's drunk fans everywhere. But to see a player do that, if it was a Pitt player doing that in a facility that they were invited into, that would bother me that they did that. So I just think it's inappropriate. And as a Steelers fan, I don't want to see that. I know that just screams, kind of dumb decision making to me. So I think it was just too far. I think that, if he would have taken a Pitt towel like they hand out the games and wiped his cleats with that, that would have gotten me fired up, but it would have been the right way of firing me up rather than something like that where I'm just more disturbed that, he thought that was a good idea. So that's That's my take on it, at least.
Tim makes a good point, because now you're diminishing the actual rivalry. If you want to say it's about the rivalry, this is diminishing it. What it's actually about, and that's into the neutral respect that we actually deep down have for each other, and we know that we need each other. We know we need this game, so you're diminishing that by going too far. If you want to say that this is about the rivalry, that Beanie Bishop went to the pit facility and scraped his cleats across the pit logo that nobody walks on, that's diminishing what this rivalry is about at the end of the day, if it's about the rivalry.
I think both fan bases know they need each other. I think both athletic departments know they need each other. I don't feel a lot of respect in stadium, though, for Pitt fans, and I don't think they feel that way for me. What makes it different is, you're right, it's a player, and it's a Steeler, and it does show bad judgment.
Yeah.
Like, I'll agree with that.
As for just being a professional and being for working for, you know, a franchise organization that, you know, is a partner basically with a college team, with Pitt. Like, they're basically partners everywhere you go. I mean, the facility, they're partners. The Acrisure Stadium, they're partners. Like,
and it's never happened before.
Yeah.
And there have been a lot of West Virginia Mountaineers that have walked through there. It does. It absolutely shows bad judgment. Should we take another one before we get to Ray?
Yes.
Donovan in Elwood City is up next. Hi, Donovan.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. I agree with Crowley to a point, but I also feel it is, he could have done it a different way to get everyone fired up. Because I went to Slippery Rock University, and our big rival is IUP. And it's almost as bad as Pitt, West Virginia. And that's why I'm even struggling considering going to IUP for graduate school, because I'm that much entrenched in the rivalry.
I get it. Thank you for the call, Donovan. I get why people are mad. I do.
Mm.
And if it was on, if the shoe was on the other foot, you think my reaction would be the same? I'd be pissed off.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, so say that, I'm trying to think of it, like, okay, say Wanstead was coaching for the Dolphins back in the day, or the Bears, and you had a West Virginia player that he signed. Would that player go into Wanstead's office and do that? Because Wanstead went to Pitt?
No, probably not.
No. Disrespectful.
412-928-9370. I have never argued that it was not disrespectful. I like the rivalry getting more fuel.
Not this way.
It does show bad judgment. Yes, Harry.
Ray said you can take as many callers as you need to. He's good to wait. And I allocated some breaks around here, so.
Why? Did he hear that he's heard the last half of the show?
So, yeah, take go ahead.
Right now, you're saying?
Yeah, right now.
Okay.
Go ahead.
412-928-9370. John in Pittsburgh, hello.
Hey, am I on?
Yes.
You are, John.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Oh, we're great.
I feel like I'm in the minority here, because I actually agree with Callis. Rivalries are great, obviously. Did anyone get hurt, and did property get damaged? I don't know. I don't think so, but the carpet got cleats on it. People are upset. That's fun. That's exciting. Are there, Doran, you would know, are there unwritten rules on what you can and can't do? Like, Harry, you know, in baseball, if you're up 10 runs, you don't lay down a bunt to advance a runner. Is this something that is like gambling in baseball, or what?
Yes.
What am I missing?
Because the Pitt logo, no Pitt player or Pitt employee, coach, anybody in that building walks on that logo.
Okay, so this is a thing that people know that should not ever be done.
Right.
Keystone Oaks, we didn't step on the middle
in high school. Same at West Allegheny.
Is it your understanding this is the Pitt, and thank you for the call, John, 412-928-9370. Is this the Pitt logo that's in the middle of the locker room?
I would assume so.
Yeah.
I don't see where else it would be at. That's the only really logo that's on the ground in the facility. The only logo.
412-928-9370. Paul in New Kent. I think that guy was trying to agree with me, and then by the end of the call, he did not agree with me anymore. Paul in New Kent, hello.
Probably you're a jerk.
Thank you.
And thanks for interrupting me, by the way, too. You owe Ray Callis an apology. It's ironic that we're talking about something where somebody's not a professional, and you scream as your producer.
He's yelling at me. I'm yelling at him. We're doing radio here, Paul.
Well, you know what? It didn't sound very professional. And who am I? I'm just a person, and I didn't go to West Virginia, so I guess my opinion doesn't matter.
Do you want to give your opinion on the situation, Paul?
I think I have.
Thank you, Paul. Just another day of me being the Jon Snow meme against the oncoming invaders. 412-928-9370. Do we get to Ray now, or what do we do?
Yeah, it's time for Ray.
It's time for Ray? All right. Might have to revisit this.
Yep.
412-928-9370. Oh, my God. We blew right past the 50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township.
You know what? Before you finish there, yeah. I can't wait to revisit it. You know why?
Doug Whaley?
Yes.
I mean, he's the perfect guy to talk to about this.
Is he? Why?
I think so. Because he was an NFL executive.
And he's a Pitt Panther first.
And he's a Pitt Panther, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, good luck.
Good luck with what? We're having a sports debate.
Okay, good luck. That's what I'm saying. Good luck. What are you getting defensive for? Yeah, good luck.
Why are you telling me good luck?
Just good luck.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
I hope you have a wonderful rest of the show.
I will.
Likewise to you, Harry. I see why Harry wore the catcher's mask today, too, by the way.
For what? What am I protecting against? You're on the defensive here. You need the gear. You need protection.
I did yell at Harry in a way that probably went too far. Sorry, Harry. Fired up. Fam weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 81, low of 49.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.